conversations that occur right now are very, very important. It's very important that we don't mind read. We don't assume that the kids or the other people in our house know what we want and what we need. We have to assume that we are absolutely mute to them until we use those I statements. I need this. I would appreciate if you would allow me this. You know, we have to use those statements, because what happens when we don't is we a lot of times will bottle it up. You know, if I'm responsible for the dishes and supper, and then I start feeling like, hey, the rest of you guys are home, like, do something, you know, I might grow to be resentful. And then eventually I might explode, or I might be slamming some cupboard doors, or I might feel like nobody cares about me. But that's because of not setting those healthy boundaries in the first place. So healthy boundaries is about stating your expectations and your needs, respecting yourself, as well as respecting the people that you're telling this to. So saying, I would appreciate if you would, you know, give me space for an hour so that I can cool down. And the person that's receiving that information needs to be able to say, okay, sure, and I'm going to give you that. And so I also need for, you know, you to clean up after yourself, right? With setting healthy boundaries, it's very important to that you don't have to be a perfectionist. You don't have to sit down with your family Monday morning and come up with a list. Here's the list of rules, and we can't deviate. It's not about that. It's about when you feel that feeling in your gut that something's not okay, something makes you feel anxious or uncomfortable, speak to it. Breathe, and then bring it up with that person right away, assuming that they didn't know that they were bothering you that way. Always assume that. Never, ever assume that someone's deliberately trying to get on your nerves, because you want to be able to, you know, address these problems productively. That's very important.